Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
And Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, welcome to Saturday. It is a big boss night. We've got a huge show for you tonight. Breaking news, exclusives, and we have got Vince Gill and Mickey Guitton in a duet later this hour. You do not want to miss on the New Music Spotlight stage. We've got a lot to get to. Kevin McCullough is my name. Welcome to the biggest, baddest Saturday night broadcast in all of America. It's more radio stations, more TV outlets, Biz TV, Salem News Channel. Thank you for everyone that's picking this up. And those of you that are considering it in the weeks ahead, we appreciate you as well. We've got a lot to get to tonight. In fact, Nick, let's just go right to that big board right away, because I've got so much to let you know about. You do not want to miss a single bit of this. Now, to the far left of your screen there, that is John Solomon. He is the guy that started JustTheNews.com, and we have got an inside scoop tonight. Hunter Biden, more details about his involvement in Ukraine. And when you consider the fact that we are now dealing with an international crisis with Ukraine and Russia, this all matters. So we've got to get this straight. He's going to bring that to us tonight. Laura Reese is going to be with us. She is going to be talking about why the Biden administration is saying that parents who show up at school board meetings are domestic terrorists. Yeah, I don't think it's very fair either, but she's going to explain what's going on there and how we can fight back. We've got Nicole Sapphire. We're doing a wellness edition of the Ladies Lounge tonight. She is raving mad about some of the stuff that's going on and why the people that claim they are of science are not following science. And she's got the receipts to prove it, folks. So you stick around. And then before we're done, we're coming back to Russia and Ukraine. KT McFarland, what is Putin trying to do? He met with some groups this week. He met with Hungary. He met with some other people. And when he came out of all those meetings, me not very happy. And so what would make him happy? She's going to explain some of that to us. And then, as I said, Vince Gill, the longtime crooner in country music, and Mickey Guitton in the first hour together. He's doing solo in the second hour on the Music Spotlight stage. We've got a lot to get to, as I have been telling you. Now, you know that the Olympics started this week, right? Well, you may not have, because NBC didn't send anybody over there. I mean, they're carrying it. They've got the Peacock Network and NBC and CNBC and whatever else they own, all the little sub-channels. They've got all them working. They're carrying the events and so forth. But they're not actually there. They don't have people on the ground. And when you understand how the Chinese are treating some of the journalists involved, you may figure out why. Take a look to a live broadcast that the Netherlands were airing just two nights ago, or one night ago. Take a look at what happened to their live on-the-scene reporter. Nick, roll that piece of tape that we've got.
Ashworth staat vlakbij het stadion. Wat gaat China de komende uur?
I recognize the word stadium. That was cool. What you're seeing there is the... And for those of you listening by way of radio, this is very confusing. But what was on the screen was the police officer from the... Or some special agent from the CCP actually interrupting the live stand-up broadcast that the reporter was doing back to the studio back in the Netherlands. So he's reporting. She goes, let's go to the stadium, and they're out there, and he's doing his report, and he's giving it to them, and he's telling them what it is and so forth. And all of a sudden, here comes this guy from the CCP out of nowhere. Boom. He's like, He's like literally like trying to tackle him and take him down so that he can't do his report. Now, why he was doing that, we're very unclear about. I don't know what the substance of the report was. I don't have any idea what he was actually saying. But at the end of the day, what you did have was the communist Chinese personalities there trying to take them down and actually not allow them to report whatever it was they were afraid that they were going to report. I don't even know how he knew what the Dutch reporter was going to report. But take a look at it one more time. Let's see if we can get the video on the screen from the beginning, because this is really instructive here. She throws it to him live, and then watch what happens.
Ze staat vlakbij het stadion. Wat gaat China de komende uren laten zien?
咱们往前走，哥们儿。
哎，稍等一会儿，往前再再新闻联播。
Yeah, we've already here. Inmiddels, je merkt het al weggetrokken. We zijn het ook al bij een ander gebied weggezet. Dus ik vrees dat wij later even bij je moeten terugkomen.
Ja, dat kan malen.
Denk ik ook soort.
If we stay with it all the way to the end, there you see an actual another agent come up and try to take the cameraman away. And then the anchor is basically left with nothing but she's like, what? I don't speak Dutch. I have no idea what she's saying. But she actually is just end up like having to sit there. Well, play this all the way through to the end. You see, we're just going to go back to the studio. There's no live report. We can't talk to our guy. And we hope that he's not in some, you know, Chinese jail somewhere, rotting for the rest of his life. Who knows what they were going to report? Now, this is interesting coming on the very tail tips of Nancy Pelosi yesterday saying to the athletes of the American team, please don't make waves with the Chinese government because we don't want you guys to get in trouble. This is not the time to take a stand, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, the Chinese government could be so cruel. I would hate to imagine what they would do with you. She actually said those words. So I'm thinking to myself, then why the heck are we even there? Why are we in Beijing participating in these games? We've boycotted Olympics in the past because of the principle of the thing, right? The principle. We've said, nope, that's not what we're going to do. We're not going to be part of that. We're not going to have anything to do with it because we stand on values and virtues that are different from the communist, you know, atheistic, whatever it is that they're embracing. We've said that. So why are we there? Why is this team participating in the games in China when they are actively, making the Uyghurs their subservient underclass, when they are actually doing all that they can to suppress free speech, when, an NBA player says, hey, they're not treating their people with dignity and fairness. Then you have LeBron James coming out and go, oh, well, you got to be more kind to the communist Chinese. Why are we doing this? Is it because our president and our ruling class, the Democratic Party, who has a one vote difference in the Senate and five vote difference in the House, because they are playing footsies with the communists all the time and they don't want to lose their good favor? If it's bad enough that Nancy Pelosi has to come to us and say, I don't want my athletes to put themselves in harm's way, why are they even in the country? That's the bigger issue that we're not addressing that we should be. That's the real problem. But play this clip one more time. This is really instructive. She throws, and you hear her say the word stadium, which is, you know, by the Olympic Stadium. And when he goes, then you see the Red Army just press in.
What gaat China de komende uren laten zien?
Yeah.
Here it comes. Get off of here. No. You have to go. Now watch. The camera pulls out. The camera's pulling out. And then all of a sudden, here comes another one. Right up to the camera guy. Oh, we're taking your thing down too. Guess what, guy? And she's like, what? Yeah, whatever that was in Dutch, it's like, we can't have this feed now. We are done with this report. This report will not happen. It does not make sense to me. And you know it's bad, and this is a very good measure of all of it, actually. You know it's bad if NBC, the godless, hopeless, feckless, worthless network that NBC is, if they have kept their people in Connecticut this week to report on the Olympics remotely, you know, hoping to have, you know, firsthand people leaking them information so that they can say, oh, so-and-so won the gold, and you know, we have a report, and we just put it all together in Hartford or wherever it is they're broadcasting from, and they're not actually there. Why are our athletes there? Why did we countenance these games, these genocidal games being held in a genocidal country? The country of China is a genocidal, godless, anti-human, anti-dignity, anti-human rights, lost world. And Chairman Xi doesn't like me saying that. But you know what, Chairman Xi? Come and get me. I'm in the land of freedom, and I'm also a gun owner. Have your way. All right, Kevin McCullough, we got a lot to get to. Coming up next, John Solomon with an exclusive on something that Hunter Biden did in relationship to Ukraine that matters now. We're coming right back. It's Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. I love to have my next guest on because he is always talking about stories ahead of everyone else. He finds out what's going on. He reports it. He has his sources down. He knows exactly what is going on, and that's why John Solomon is synonymous with just the news because that's what he does. And John Solomon, a longtime friend of Kevin McCullough Radio. John, welcome back. Always good to have you. It's good to have you here. It's good to run into you on the Cats at Night show and other places that we mingle together. But thanks for always coming back.
It's an honor.
We've been talking a lot about Ukraine in the last few weeks. And I thought a number of weeks ago, you know, it's interesting that here is where the test for Joe Biden's coming internationally, considering the laptop, considering the history of Joe Biden forcing their hand and actually bribing them in terms of a prosecutor that they would or would not keep installed. And guess what? You're uncovering more Biden-Ukraine connectedness that may be playing right into the very situation that we're talking about today. How does Hunter fit into this?
Well, first off, let's remind folks that the two times that Joe Biden has been in charge of Ukraine policy, when he was the vice president under Barack Obama, Russia invaded Ukraine and went into Crimea. He's now president, again, in charge of Ukraine policy, and Russia's threatening to go into Ukraine again. They never made such a threat in the 4 years of Donald Trump. Why? Because there was a clarity of policy in foreign policy that it would not be tolerated.
Right.
Joe Biden's foreign policy is so mishy-mashy, particularly after the failed and bungled Afghan withdrawal, that most of our enemies, not just Russia, but China, others, they're all acting up because they don't feel like there's going to be consequences. Joe Biden can't back it up. But part of the reason that Ukraine becomes more complicated is that Joe Biden said he was the guy coming to Ukraine to clean up corruption. And while he was doing that, his son scammed his way into a job. In fact, he actually gets the job during a trip that Joe Biden is visiting Ukraine. They close the deal for Hunter Biden to join this Burisma company. This Burisma company, at the moment Hunter Biden is joining its board, is just beginning to face a major corruption investigation in Ukraine. For 2 years, while Joe Biden is overseeing the corruption fight in Ukraine, Hunter Biden's on Burisma making $3 plus $4 billion to his company from being payments for being a board member. That's a healthy sum of money. And the company, according to State Department records we got under FOIA, is paying bribes to get the Ukrainian prosecutors to drop the cases. So engaging in the very corruption. Now, we laid that all out. That's what came out in the impeachment trial. And the Democrats' story was, well, listen, no harm, no foul. Yeah, there was the appearance of a conflict of interest, but Hunter Biden didn't really impact any of the U.S. policy objectives. That was the testimony given. Yesterday, I obtained a classified email, one that has been kept from the impeachment investigators, Donald Trump's lawyers, and from Just the News, which sued for just this very type of document. And in it, one of the top officials in the Ukraine embassy for the United States, a guy named George Kent, who was famous. He was the guy with the bow tie. He was a star witness of the Democrats' impeachment hearing.
Yeah, yeah.
He says in a written email on November 22nd, someone should go tell Vice President Joe Biden his son undercut our anti-corruption efforts in Ukraine because Joe Biden was saying, don't be corrupt in Ukraine, and his son was affiliated with a company that had such widespread corruption it was almost laughable. That document was kept from the American public all these years, including from the impeachment trial 2 years ago. It just comes out now. There was a harm and there was a foul of Hunter Biden being on these on this board. It undercut our objectives in trying to root out corruption in Ukraine.
So the big picture is Hunter directly worked against the interests of the United States.
That's what this email says. Why? Because he was willing to affiliate with a company that was known to be corrupt, that engaged in corrupt actions while he was on the board. Now, I'm not saying Hunter Biden approved the bribes. No one says that. But he's on the board. He has a fiduciary responsibility. The State Department detects not one, but two times that Burisma makes a bribe. And in fact, in Kent's email, he cites that as one of the many reasons that this undercut the policy. Ukrainians are listening to Joe Biden saying, don't be corrupt, and they're watching his son work for a corrupt company who's engaging in corruption. The company's engaging in corruption while Joe Biden is preaching the opposite. And I think that's what undercut the U.S. objectives.
Well, and then, so how do we put this into context? So Hunter's doing that, and then Joe visits as the sitting vice president and says, if you change out the prosecutor, we're not going to give you the $1 billion in aid. And they decided against making that move because they wanted to get the $1 billion in aid, and he was ready to take it away. John, this sounds, looks criminal. In fact, it sounds, looks a lot more criminal than anything they ever accused the previous president of.
Yep. Well, let's take that second part of it, which was the very first story I broke at the Hill that started this scandal in 2019 that led to impeachment and all that. The storyline by Joe Biden has always been, yeah, I fired the guy. It had nothing to do with the fact that the prosecutor was looking at my son's company. Everybody in the United States government had agreed for months before I, Joe Biden, went in and fired the guy that he was incompetent, maybe corrupt himself, and he shouldn't have been in the job. Everybody, he said. It was a government-wide thing. In fact, all the impeachment witnesses said this. I surfaced the memo on Monday, the day before the email that I told you about yesterday. In this document, which I won under the Freedom of Information Act, the very people who testified that this prosecutor was corrupt and had to go actually wrote the prosecutor just before he was fired saying, you're doing a good job. We're actually impressed with your corruption fight. A few months later, they actually recommend that Ukraine get that $1 billion money because, in fact, the prosecutor had made enough reforms. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, Joe Biden comes up and does the opposite and says, no, we're not, you're going to have to fire that guy or you're not getting your money. Now, what changed between the time of those documents I made public on Monday and when Joe Biden goes in December and says, you got to fire the guy? One thing. The New York Times in December of 2015 embarrassed Joe Biden by saying Hunter Biden's presence on the board was making a mockery of Joe Biden's effort to fight corruption. Biden got upset. Now the question is, was that the trigger? Because everything leading up to that shows the opposite. They were telling this guy he was doing a good job and Ukraine deserved the money. All of a sudden, there's a sudden reversal. Why?
That's the $1 billion question, I guess, at the end of the day.
Literally.
John, so put this into some sort of context for us. Let's say that what the email you've made public today had the audacity to get picked up by mainstream press and it got some actual story behind it. Is there criminal wrongdoing involved here? Is there something that is of such a scandalous nature that it should be brought up to the president in a press conference or you know, the next time that he's taking questions?
Listen, the single most important thing that people expect of the president is that he be honest with them. The story that Joe Biden and the House Democrats during impeachment and Hunter Biden and all of the Biden defenders gave us for 2.5 years now has been stripped bare. It is not true. It is demonstrably false. So the first question is, Mr. President, you all told us that everyone wanted this guy fired. Why was that letter sent? Why is George Kent saying your son undercut things when you keep saying your son did nothing wrong? Why those things? Well, anyone in the mainstream media do that? Probably not, but those are the questions.
John, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you for doing what you're doing, because without your efforts, we're not able to get the truth out there. And, you know, doing the backlog that you do, that's where all the icing is made, so to speak. So, John, thanks
very
so much.
Kind of you.
You got it.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, take care.
Kevin McCullough
Bye.
Coming right back. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Crime is up in big cities across the nation, including New York City. And Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is going back on what many criticized as soft-on-crime policies, vowing to now prosecute lawbreakers. Fraternal Order of Police National Vice President Joe Grimaldi joins Fox News and is calling for a stronger response to hold criminals accountable.
We need to vehemently prosecute violent criminals, we need to restore the rule of law, and we need to embrace broken windows theories, and along with supporting and funding our police departments, we can accomplish that goal.
A 5-year-old boy who had been trapped 35 yards underground in a well in Morocco for 4 days was found dead following a lengthy rescue attempt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. You know, there's a lot of different areas of policy that if we just took the time to try to research them and see what they meant to the life of average Americans, a bunch of things that the president has done since being in office might not bubble up to the top of the radar screen. But when we talk terrorism in the age of post-9/11, that always gets my attention, and that's one of the reasons why Laura Reese and Giancarlo Canaparo's new piece at the Heritage Foundation is so important. A commentary titled Biden's New Domestic Terrorism Unit, Bad for Freedom-Loving Americans. And Laura Reese, who's the director of Center for Technology Policy and a research fellow on the issue of terrorism for the Heritage Foundation, joins us. Laura, I don't think we've ever had you on the show before, but I appreciate you making time for us today. Why exactly do you say that his domestic terrorism unit is bad for freedom-loving Americans?
Well, there's a couple aspects to this. One, the Biden administration is wrongly prioritizing terrorism threats to our country. The Biden administration is focusing on domestic terrorism, particularly around groups that have or individuals who act based on a racial animus or anti-government or anti-authority animus. And so they are using the anniversary of January 6th to keep that emphasis and that prioritization going and justified. And they are continuing their focus on school board meetings and parents who attend them, along with anyone who opposes COVID mandates and response. And so
it sounds more to me, Laura, like they're talking about people that just disagree with them, as opposed to actual terror groups that are targeting Americans for destruction. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. And that's why this is frightening. So that same week, the president came out and said, if anyone disagreed with federalizing election law, then they were on the side of Bull Connor and George Wallace. The very next day, in terms of COVID, he said, we need big tech to censor more misinformation regarding COVID. Now, those seem like very disparate ideas, but what it shows is the Biden administration and the left, using big tech as an arm of government,
right. Want
to take political speech, whether it's partisan or not, that disagrees with the left's narrative and silence it, using and create this domestic terrorism unit to emphasize, we're focusing on this, we're going to be prosecuting more cases on domestic terrorism, and so opponents get in line.
It seems to me that simple disagreement with the administration is not something that can be tolerated from a group of people that supposedly valued tolerance and wanted to be, you know, championed throughout all aspects of American life, supposedly. But beyond that, Laura, these levels of dispute with people that disagree with them seem to be taking rhetoric to a level that I don't remember in my lifetime, and I've been following, you know, presidents since Nixon. I don't remember us talking about fellow Americans in this way from the White House.
No, this is very divisive. And, you know, Joe Biden, like many politicians before him, ran on being a so-called uniter. But the left continues to show a pattern of looking for any source of division that they can use to divide Americans, whether it's race or masking or vaccination or election beliefs. And the list goes on. And they use it every chance they get. They ask big tech to label such content misinformation, and therefore that content needs to be come down. Those users need to lose their accounts. And then now we're seeing big tech say, well, and the left, you've had your account taken down or you've had content taken down. Therefore, you are a bad actor and you should be shunned based on that purpose.
Well, and it seems as though they're asking everyone to do their work for them. So they're asking big tech to control speech. They asked OSHA and other executive departments to basically enforce COVID policy. The courts have weighed in, at least on the OSHA mandate. Do you think that there's any recourse in any of these other instances through the courts? Will there be lawsuits? Are people going to push back against this?
Yes, there seems to be a growing number of lawsuits, particularly with respect to big tech on a number of fronts. And then meanwhile, we have alternative technologies, social media platforms like Rumble and Getter, et cetera, being developed for people to use with more confidence that they're not going to be have the content removed or lose their account.
Laura Reese, thanks you for your time today.
Thank you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love by me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're here. I've teased at this in the past, but anytime that my producer has the audacity to book a former Philadelphia Eagle on my show, I don't know how to deal with that, truly. I mean, I live in Giants country, and I grew up a Cowboy fan, and I just don't know how you deal with former Philadelphia Eagles, except to say that we were glad that he moved on to St. Louis and then Kansas City, eventually moving out of the NFC altogether. I'm talking about Coach Dick Vermeil, who joins us to discuss a film that is coming to digital release in just another week and going to be a great addition to your home digital library if you do not have it. It's called American Underdog. Coach Dick Vermeil, welcome. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you.
Kevin, nice to be with you, and nice to talk about Kurt Warner and the movie.
I cannot tell you, though, before we get to that, how many Sundays you ruined in my household growing up. At least twice a year, there was just like this biting of the nails. Will Dick Vermeil and his Eagles kill our Cowboys? And you had more than your share of victory on that front. And you just thanks for the indigestion and pain that you gave us on Sunday afternoons. I'm really grateful for it.
Well, I'm going to tease you a little bit because it took me 4 years to beat him one time, 1979. With Tom Landry, you didn't beat him often, even sometimes when you were better, because he was such a great coach, one of the finest coaches in the history of the game.
Yeah. So, well, and that franchise has not seen anything like him, to be candid, since then. So that's a whole different conversation. Coach, let me ask you, when you first saw Kurt Warner walk into your life, Did you anticipate that he was going to be able to do what he ended up being able to do, which was really one of the greatest stories in NFL folklore?
No, I was not close in evaluating him at that level. Not really. I gave him an opportunity because I was requested by a friend to sign him. If we signed him, we could send him to the NFL Europe team that he was coaching and then bring him back to our camp and give him an opportunity to compete for a quarterback job. And he won the quarterback job as our third quarterback in 1998, which is really not included in the movie. They didn't have time, in a two-hour movie to include that. And they did a nice job of transitioning into the 99 season. But no, by 99, I thought he could play. I didn't know he could play as well as he did.
Yeah. Well, he really came on late for a newbie in the league, and he caught fire quickly. What do you attribute his success to? And it certainly wasn't because he got an early jump on everybody else.
I think it was persistence, a faith in himself, a belief. And he just hung with it. You know, he didn't start until his senior year in college, okay? And then he goes into the Arena League, and he uses that as a tool. And I think it was also a great preparation source for him and learning how to get rid of the ball quickly in those tight quarters and those playing inside a building. And I think that helped him. And then, you know, he went to Green Bay and didn't make it, started over and I just think his persistence and belief that he could, in his continual work on a year-round basis, he honed his skills. And, of course, he had innate ability that nobody recognized, maybe not even him.
Yeah.
Because a lot of guys can look really good on the practice field and in workouts and all that kind of stuff. And I used to say that. I've said it many times in my career. Well, he looks good on the practice field, but chances are he can't do that in front of 70,000 people. You know, and chances are he did it right, okay? He went beyond what we saw on the practice field once given the opportunity in big games. And nobody has ever done it before, and nobody will ever do it again. And that's why the movie has such depth to it. It's a lot more than just a football story.
Yeah.
It's a life-challenging story, relationship story. And everybody that's talked to me that's seen it, I get calls all the time. They loved the movie. They left with tears in their eyes. I'm not talking about football people. So I have no problem selling the value of watching this movie beyond just football.
Yeah. Let me ask you, to see Dennis Quaid take on your character, how'd that make you feel?
You know, what I really appreciated, Kevin, in the short conversation, maybe 15 minutes, with the writer and producer of the movie, I told him I could remember a couple exact conversations with Kurt, and they actually used almost word for word twice in the movie what I said within those conversations. So that made me feel good. You know, that didn't happen on the movie Invincible with Vince Papale. That didn't happen. But Dennis Quaid did it, and people think he played you. And I said, I don't know how I looked to other people. You know? Probably better job of being me than I did.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's certainly a component to this story that's very important to Kurt, and it spoke to a little bit as to why he was even in the situation that he was. Kurt Warner is a man of principle and a man of deep faith, and he tried to prioritize things in his life that he felt were more eternally important than maybe temporally. And I'm curious, as his coach, did that kind of maturity lend itself to leadership qualities on the field.
Oh, no question it did. You know, there are a lot of fine athletes that don't do as well as they should have done because they lack something within their profile as a person, as a player. And not so much in character, but a deep intrinsic or instinctive way to handle himself under pressure.
Yeah.
You know, but I often use this comparison. You know, we've had a number of people in military battles win the Medal of Honor, and no one expected them to. There's something inside that makes them do what they do better than anybody else can do it. And that's what Kirk was all about. You know, you didn't expect him to do what he did, and he did it. Beyond expectations, maybe even of himself. You know, who goes from being the most valuable player on the scout team, running an offense against your defense, okay, each week in preparation, to the most valuable player in the league? It's never been done before.
Well, and secured himself a spot in the Hall of Fame most deservedly, and had, you know, not nearly as long of a career as some of the quarterback names that are, you know, are going to be there. So that means he had to make the most of the time that he had, which is kind of, again, how he lived his life up to that point. While the sun's burning, I got to get stuff done.
Yeah. Well, you know, he had a great support staff in Brendan, who believed in. And there's that whole story within the movie, prior to the final part of the movie, him playing in the Super Bowl. She was a big contributor to the depth of his commitment, I think, and it's really played well in the movie.
Dick Vermeil, longtime successful coach, 3 different franchises, big winner on all levels of the game. Appreciate your time with us today.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's from a movie that was released just a few weeks ago and has quickly taken the world by storm. Very still relevant for the LA Rams as they're in the Super Bowl just a week from tomorrow. From American Underdog, here is Vince Gill and Mickey Guiton and Love Changes Everything.
Like a baby on a front porch swing, and the church bells ring and ring. Love changes everything. Makes you put the whiskey down, dries the tears of a lonely clown. Spend all your money on your honey downtown. As the jukebox sings, love changes everything. Love can break your heart and heal your soul. Born the winter years when you're gray and old. When you start to fall, backs against the wall. Makes you fly, fly, fly with a broken wing. Makes you drive all night. Say I'm sorry when you had a fight. Backs against the wall, makes you fly, fly, fly with a broken wing. It was gonna be just me and you. Life don't work out like you want it to. You always say the only way to make it through. To believe,
so I believe.
Love changes everything.
Love changes everything from Vince Gill and Mickey Guiton, African-American country artist that you're going to hear a lot more about in the days to come. That's the end of our number one for Radio Night Live tonight. We've got a big ladies' lounge straight ahead. It's Wellness Night with Dr. Nicole Sapphire. A little bit later, Katie McFarland is back with some concerning news about Russia. That's all coming up in our number one. Plus, back to...
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.